talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We go right to the front lines of history in the making. And I'll tell you, in Milwaukee, the history is being made. The euphoria over the Bucks championship yesterday is going unabated. There's a parade today. Luke, there's a parade, 11 a.m. 11 a.m. And I'll tell you what, it's going to, there are people set up chairs an hour after the game was over, trying to stake out positions on Water Street and Wisconsin Avenue. So if you're anywhere near the Milwaukee area, come on in, join the parade. Luke, you should come over and join the parade.
Matt, there were some confident fans that were setting up chairs for the on the proposed parade route before the game was even played on Tuesday night. So
Bucks and six.
Yes, there were some pretty confident fans. I told Crudy, I was like, I don't know. I feel like news is being made in Milwaukee. I got to go cover it as the news guy for this station. So we'll see whether or not I make it to Milwaukee by 11. We'll see.
Yeah, outstanding. You know, tell Crudy to get over here and broadcast live. I'll tell you what, it's a very big deal over here. They've interviewed a lot of the fans, very, very emotional. Because when you take a market like Milwaukee, you know, sort of like a market like Green Bay winning the Super Bowl, which Green Bay has done, and a market like Milwaukee winning the World Series, which has come close to in the past, close to. This time we have a pretty good team, but we punch above our weight. We really do over here in Wisconsin. We really do. And so if anybody is anywhere in the Milwaukee area, come on by. Terrific parade, a lot of people. Starts at 11 a.m. The Deer District is already filling up now. And, you know, it's going to be an absolutely terrific thing. I mean, and you know, one of the themes that's emerged in all of these interviews with fans has been unity. And it's just been a wonderful thing to see, and especially when they do interviews in different communities and people say, you know, what's great about this is it's brought us together. There is a hunger in this country to be brought together because we've been so badly divided during the last 4 years. And now we're doing our best to come together. But a championship like this in Milwaukee is just what the doctor ordered. Absolutely terrific. Excellent, excellent. So now we're going to go to some news, some harder news. Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin, but not really representing Wisconsin or the United States for that matter, gave an interview to a right-wing podcast that was an extraordinary admission. And in light of it, I'm surprised that he's even thinking of running again. He is thinking of it. You know, he made a pledge he would only do two terms. First term started in 2010 when he was elected in 2010. Second one, he was reelected in 2016. Well, this is 2022. It would be his third term. And he pledged both times that he would not go for a third term. When he ran against Russ Feingold in 2016, that became an issue. And some people would say, well, I consider voting for you, but is your pledge that you won't do a third term still valid? He said, yes, you have my word. Well, he's been raising money, but he's playing coy. I think the Republicans want him to run again. They think that that's their ticket. I think they're wrong. But here is the interview he gave. It's a right-wing commentator with her own podcast named Lisa Booth. And here it is verbatim. He said, quote, I feel really bad that I've been here probably 11 years and we've doubled the debt. Obamacare is still in place. I don't feel my time here has been particularly successful. That's what he said. This is the senator from Wisconsin. I'm going to say it again. Now think about this. Quote, I feel really bad that I've been here now probably 11 years and we've doubled the debt. Obamacare is still in place. I don't feel my time here has been particularly successful. you know, if you have chewed up, well, now 12 years, because he gave that obviously before the end of his term. His term does not end till January of this coming year. The election is in November, whether he runs and loses or doesn't run again. He's still in the Senate till January. So when he says 11 years, he's talking about the past 11 years. There's still, unfortunately, a chunk to go. But if you have a guy who defines success as his inability to kill Obamacare and the national debt, which is something we're going to be talking about today, which involved when he was there spending to get out of the Bush recession and now spending to get out of the COVID recession last year, that Trump made worse by making fun of masks and social distancing and ignoring them, attacking mask orders, attacking vaccines. And he doesn't attack that. He doesn't say, I wanted to strengthen Obamacare, put in a public option for Medicaid. I wanted to make sure we got through that recession by encouraging people to be vaccinated, encouraging masks and social distancing. He didn't say that. What he's saying is that he has not been particularly successful in the bad things that he wanted to do. So my question, we just had another announcement yesterday for another Senate candidate, an alderwoman from Milwaukee named Shantia Lewis, a fine person, but I don't know, you know, not particularly known around the state, but in any event, that brings us up to roughly 9. And there are other people considering it. So it's going to be quite a field, quite a field. You know, when you think about it, there were more than that running for governor in 2018. There were more than that running for the Republican nomination for president in 2016. And there will be more in this Senate race. And what's going to happen is they'll shake out with some very good candidates in there, virtually all of them. Somebody will come to the top of the heap and shinny their way up the greasy pole, as Winston Churchill once said. Shinny their way up the greasy pole, get the nomination, and then they would run against an expert in greasy poles, which would be the Republican candidate, might be Ron Johnson. But the question I throw out is this. I mean, it really is something that we've got to consider. What do you do with a guy who said, I'm only going to go for 2 terms, you have my word, and repeated that in his last election campaign? What do you do with a guy who said, you know, I've been here 11 years so far and I haven't been particularly successful? Well, if you had an employee who said that and they wanted to be promoted or kept in a very high position helping to run the company, you'd say, well, I'd like a little more enthusiasm than that. I'd like a little more direction to everybody than that. And then when you dig right down and what he says he's not been particularly successful at, which is how he defines it, is he didn't succeed in killing Obamacare. Well, are you kidding me? If he kills Obamacare, he throws tens of millions of people off of health care. They don't go off of health care. What happens is they don't get health care during their lifetime, but they have a heart attack or they get cancer, and then they go to the emergency room, and the amount spent on them in the last couple of months is more than it would have been if they had gotten normal checkups through Obamacare, you know, gotten blood pressure medication, caught breast cancer early, that kind of thing, done a lumpectomy instead of dying of it, you know, that kind of thing. And it makes no financial sense to kill Obamacare, quite frankly. But more importantly, here's a guy who thinks he defines his lack of success as not killing Obamacare. And then the other thing is on the national debt. Well, let me tell you something. The Bush recession, Bush had 2 recessions. He had the one in 08, 09, and that was a terrible one. And then there was the residual effects of it. There were residual effects that are on his watch, on his watch. And some of it ultimately was the trillions of dollars spent in the false invasion of Iraq, where he falsely said there were weapons of mass destruction. And he got people to vote for it and they went in. And all he did that for was to drive himself up in the polls, because a wartime president always goes up in the polls. and he looked like he was going to be defeated in 04. So the roots of a recession were planted then, and then the recession hit in spades, the worst since the Great Depression. The worst since the Great Depression. That required spending to get out of it. Or we would have lost all of our car dealerships. We would have lost half our economy. The Republicans opposed helping that out. But fortunately, Obama and Biden got in and they took care of business. And what this guy is saying, Ron Johnson, when he gets in elected in 2010, they're cleaning up the mess, his mess, his party's mess. And he feels bad that that required spending some money. And then they tried to kill Obamacare several times. And if it weren't for John McCain, remember that vote, John McCain? If he hadn't voted against killing Medicare, against Obamacare, it might have gotten killed. So all I got to say is we have at least 9 candidates right now. Elect one of them. Ron Johnson said flat out, I have not been particularly successful. And he wants a high position in government. The guy says that after 11, now 12 years, we need a change. We'll break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
What would you say you do here?
I don't know, but I'm suspicious.